Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're wrapping up a two-week focus on living a life that overcomes. And we've been spending time back and forth between some things that God has called us to in regard to overcoming and some ways that he's equipped us to overcome. And about every other day we've been looking at a passage from a revelation from the letters, messages sent to the churches and to us. And in those early chapters of the book of Revelation, so much of this God writes, and he says to him who overcomes, and he'll give a promise. And we're going to look at one of those today as we wrap up the week. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says, "To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." I think about that, and as I dwelt on that verse for a little bit, I ended up choosing the topic of overcoming weariness to go with that. And I suspect it's because after a long day of work, specifically days that seem fuller than other days, whether it's more physical work, whether it's more mental work, it's good to just come home and sit down, to rest. And I think about this promise of God that to him who overcomes, they will be granted the right to sit down with Jesus on his throne. Jesus talked about being overcome with weariness at times in his ministry, in his time on earth. That his soul was weary even to the point of death. And I suspect when we begin to look at life as temporary, from our perspective of life on earth, and then look at life as permanent from God's perspective of eternity, we recognize that the long day that we have, and whether that long day is a physical day or whether the long day is our life here on earth, that when we are in Christ, we are those who overcome. We are those that will be seated. And it's this incredible promise that the toils of this earth, the weariness that at times may consume us, can be overcome and will be overcome for those that are in Christ. As I only do the broadcast during the weekday mornings at the moment, I wanted to also share the focus point that is from tomorrow's segment of the prayer guide, because I think it's important. And I think it's important not only for living a life that overcomes, but it's important for understanding how we're able to overcome. We overcome in Christ. That's kind of the bottom line. But what kind of tools does he give us? And we've talked about a variety of those over the past 2 weeks, but 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6 says, "But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus." There are times in life that we find comfort just through drawing into God's Word and spending time with Him. And we've talked about that throughout this week of overcoming through time with Jesus. But there are many times where the comfort that God sends us is through someone else. We overcome through the comfort of others. And while we are often eager to be aware of that and to receive that, I think it's important to realize that that means that there will likely be times that God chooses and desires to help someone else overcome through the comfort that you're designed to take, that's been given to you to share. Paul and those with him were comforted. They were able to overcome their circumstances, their difficulties, their struggles because of the coming of Titus, to encourage, to help, to be with them. And when we consider what it looks like to overcome weariness, we look forward to that promise of being seated with Christ, but we also realize that God has given us one another. A brother or sister in Christ that helps pick up the load, that shoulders that burden that we feel is so heavy, that has weighed us down so much. We live a life that overcomes when we live life together. It's not that we solve all the world's problems. There's a group of us that get caught up in this idea of encouraging one another and sharing together. And sometimes we realize we've been at it for a while, and we'll kind of make that comment, and I guess we're not going to solve all the world's problems tonight, so we may as well go home. But helping one another overcome isn't really about solving all the world's problems. God's the only one that will eventually do that. And He's promised that they won't be solved here on earth. That there will be troubles, there will be problems. But until that day when everything is made right, when we are seated with Christ on His throne, He has given us one another to help us overcome the weariness of life's struggles. And sometimes, for me at least, the greatest weariness is that feeling of being alone in the struggle. That feeling that no one really understands, that no one really cares to help. And many times those are simply feelings that come from the tools of isolation that the enemy uses against each one of us. But we have this promise. And we have the tools given to us, so that we can be those that overcome. We can be those who are seated with Christ. And we can help one another get there and live as those who overcome. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider that promise of being seated with Christ. What's that worth? How much value does that have to you? How much incentive is that for you to continue to press on, to overcome? But also consider, number one, who is helping you? And just as importantly, who are you helping? We're in this together, at least we ought to be. We overcome through the blood of the Lamb, through Christ. But we often find the courage to keep pressing on through the comfort that God brings to us through one another. Are you one of those one another's? Are you receiving comfort and giving comfort? Are you encouraged and encouraging others? Are you overcoming together? So that as an individual and as a part of the body of Christ, we overcome weariness and we rise to not only accomplish God's purposes here on earth, but we rise to be seated with Christ as those who overcome. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that's needed to live a life that overcomes. You've given us the promises of what awaits those who overcome. You've given us the Son, your Son, the very blood of that precious, spotless Lamb to empower us, to cleanse us so that we can be those who overcome. You've given us one another to encourage and to help and to live life with so that we do bear one another's burdens, that the weariness of this world is not overtaking us. And so, Father, today I pray that we would keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on His promises, on our future, on being able to be seated with Him because of Him. Father, help us to be thankful and to appreciate, to notice those who help us overcome, those who encourage us, those who comfort us by their presence. And may we be mindful of the people around us that are our responsibility, that we can be a comfort to simply by being with them. Father, not to always have to solve their problems, not to even always understand their problems, but to be with them in their weariness and to assure them that they're not alone, that they do have the power through Christ to overcome. And Father, today as we live life as those who overcome, may we do so in the power of your Spirit according to your word. May the very image of Jesus be seen and heard in us and through us. And God, today may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.